when you hit the wall with your personal finances, you have pretty much two options to remedy the situation. Legal options, we should say. Find a way to earn more money or cut back on your level of spending. Unfortunately, the Democratic majority in Trenton sees a third way when it comes to state finances. Yeah, grab more of your earnings via taxes. This policy has once again made New Jersey the least business-friendly state in the nation. Here to discuss the impact of this situation and what it's created is the New Jersey State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Erica Jedinak. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
And the website for Americans for Prosperity overall, if you're listening on the stream, they have state chapters, americansforprosperity.org. And for New Jersey, it's /new-Jersey. And as I mentioned, Erica, for now, I believe it's the third year in a row, New Jersey has going back to 2013, 14, 15, now 2016, from the Tax Foundation, New Jersey is dead last out of the 50 states when it comes to being business friendly. And taxes have been the catalyst primarily for this. People always think that it's property taxes or sales tax and no such thing as a temporary tax, although we've been promised that before for businesses and individuals. But overall tax climate has made it unfriendly for businesses. So no doubt, Erica, this is a situation which has many areas of impact to it.
Absolutely. And just for context, Illinois used to be below us, and they've been working very hard to get a hold on some of their liabilities, and they shot up 8 spots just since last year. So now we are officially dead last, and it's not just property taxes. It's also things like corporate taxes, the income tax, sales tax, and things that drive businesses to be here in the state.
When you look at our neighboring states, New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, I believe Delaware is actually higher up on the ranking at number 14 and Pennsylvania at number 32, which that isn't stellar, but it's certainly a great deal better than 50. That's going to create extra competition for New Jersey because either one of those two states can, or I've seen on TV, Pennsylvania, whenever a report like this comes out, so I expect to see this happen sooner versus later, you'll see ads through the New York TV station saying to businesses in New Jersey, come on over to Pennsylvania.
Oh, absolutely. And now with the fracking and the shale deposits in Pennsylvania, there are certain places that are just absolutely booming, and you're going to see much more of that in the next few years.
And with New York, speaking of New York, granted they're number 49 overall ranking in this report, but if you look at breakdown on rankings in the corporate tax rank, New York is ranked as number 12, which is a pretty stellar ranking out of 50 states. So, again, there's a just over-the-border magnet for New Jersey businesses to leave, not go to Atlanta like Mercedes-Benz did. They can go right over the border to New York in this case.
Sure. And some of it also is not just being about, number one or two or high up on the rankings, as you pointed to. It's about being competitive with Pennsylvania and New York. So, for example, both Pennsylvania and New York don't tax pensions. So people come over from New Jersey and just go over the border. There are also some other things for businesses that New York has been trying to make more competitive. And we've seen a flow of businesses go into New York over New Jersey.
We are talking with Erica Jedinak from the New Jersey chapter of Americans for Prosperity, americansforprosperity.org/new-Jersey. Overall, it's, of course, americansforprosperity.org. You can find your specific state chapter that way. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. So no doubt, Erica, when business climate is unfriendly, businesses are stressed out financially through taxes and overregulations and federal state burdens, that's got to cut into job potential and any sort of recovery from job losses from the 2008 crash. And when you look at New Jersey versus our surrounding states, we are still behind where we were in 2008 as far as jobs in the state versus other states which have had triple-digit gains and have caught up and even surpassed the level of employment from 2008.
Yes, and we've also had the slowest recovery in the region. So again, as far as if you talk about being competitive with our states nearby, we've had the slowest recovery. And it hits people in a few different places, but number one, It hits retirees. So folks who are retiring here in New Jersey are interested in going to other states where, you know, again, their retirement will be less taxed and property taxes are lower. The other place that this really hits our economy and society here in New Jersey is young people who are trying to get started here. And New Jersey has the highest demographic of millennials living at home with their parents, more than any other state in the country. And it's really indicative of the type of opportunity here in New Jersey. And that's why AFP fights for economic freedom and opportunity for everyone.
When you look at the state government at all levels, I mean, you start at the top with Governor Christie and his lack of excellent choices in who to give tax breaks to, Revel Casino and the boondoggle of Xanadu, whatever it's called now, over the Meadowlands come to mind. And, I mean, when you look at a situation in New Jersey when you have diners going out of business, I mean, diners in New Jersey, that was symbolic for decades, and even they can't survive. And then when you look in the State House in Trenton and you see, well, members like over the state Senate, Ray Lesniak, who's never seen a potential tax he wasn't fond of, now both him and John Wisniewski are looking at raising the gas tax. Where exactly in logical thinking does raising a tax create a friendlier business climate?
The logic is, well, we need better infrastructure here, and it's an investment for businesses to come in. And we absolutely support capital infrastructure. However, the money that comes from the gas tax and also tolls is not going to our core infrastructure. So if the gas tax on the face of it, if we really needed more money to pay for roads and that's where it was going, that would be one argument. But if you look at the state's website, the transportation trust funds have been raided year after year. And we really need a constitutional dedication. So your gas tax money, your toll money, actually goes to fix roads and bridges. On top of that, we spend more than any other state in the nation on road spending because of things like prevailing wage, high administrative costs, and frankly, a lot of environmental things and regulations that are duplicative at the federal level.
Now let's put that in perspective for a moment. What you just said regarding New Jersey, we are actually have more wasteful and more regulatory-driven spending for road construction than California.
Absolutely right. If you look at road spending, we spend about $2 million a mile here in New Jersey. The second highest state is Massachusetts, and that's about $675,000.
And then, again, you look at California. I mean, we can barely maintain two-lane highways, let alone four-lane highways, without perpetual construction projects going on. And the old joke of, well, you know, you can always tell when it's a state road project. There's one guy digging the hole and five guys watching, drinking coffee. And you look in California, where in some regions and some highways are six-lane highways, and these seem to do fine. And I know the excuse, too, that, well, there's the weather factor in the Northeast versus California. Well, if you've never seen the traffic flow in California, I tend to think that the beating that the traffic level of a California highway gets is pretty much equal to a weather beating that a New Jersey highway gets. So that argument doesn't wash, at least with me. So, you know,
just look at Massachusetts, right? How are they the second highest spending in the country and they spend so much less? 2 million versus 600,000.
And with fewer total road mileage.
But the same, probably worse winners than what we have.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So, you know, when you look ahead, Erica, with the state of affairs as far as the state house is concerned, and we're wrapping up our time with Erica Jedinak from Americans Prosperity, New Jersey State Director on Issues and Ideas. You have an even more overwhelming Democratic majority in the state's assembly, although there are still some Republicans who can at least bring logic to the debate and hopefully make the people angry enough where it might just force a stalemate and a stalling of situations. But, you know, where can the voter right now, where can the New Jersey resident look for something positive out of Trenton with all this?
So one of the biggest things we do at AFP is we're not about a party or even one candidate or anything like that. We're working on the issues. So if people want to make a difference, they can go to our website, jumpstart.com. restartnewjersey.org, and we have a plan to restart the New Jersey economic engine. And out on that website, we have different tactics of putting grassroots pressure on these officials. So we're working to hold them more accountable to their own voters. For example, this gas tax hike, if you look at the polling of the New Jersey public is very much opposed to any gas tax hike. Imagine if officials voted what their constituents wanted. We'd have a world of difference. And so the biggest thing people can do is read the news, be more educated, find out what their representatives are voting on. We also have a voter scorecard where you can see how your representatives vote. And get involved. We have phone banks and door canvassing literally every week of the year, year-round here in New Jersey, of us trying to get a hold of representatives in government and put some pressure on them to do the right thing.
And there are some strong voices in Trenton. One example is State Senator Mike Dougherty, who is leading a fight for more logical school funding, which is the bulk of which comes from property taxes, and certainly property taxes is one of the many burdens for not just homeowners, but for business owners, because business owners own the land a lot, obviously, where their businesses sit on as well. So that's another major issue that Americans Prosperity brings attention to. So visit jumpstartnewjersey.org. Find out more about, you know, information is your empowerment, and that way you can tap your elected leader on the shoulder and say, you and I, we need to talk about something here because I don't like the way things are going, and I've hired you to change things for the better. And to learn more about Americans Prosperity, all the work that they do overall, it's AmericansProsperity.org, and in New Jersey/New-Jersey. We've been joined by their state director, Erica Jednak. Erica, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me, Chris.